USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia's governor promises to remain in office despite widespread calls for his resignation. Ralph Northam is trying to distance himself from a racist photo in his 1984 medical school yearbook. Meantime, Virginia Lieutenant Governor Democrat Justin Fairfax is denying sex assault allegations against him.
I met her at the convention. We met and talked, and I did not know her prior to. I was 25 years old, unmarried, a campaign staffer at the time, and we hit it off. She was very interested in me, and so eventually at one point we ended up going to my hotel room. This is in 2004. She was very much into consensual encounter.
Fairfax's aides say the Washington Post investigated the allegations about a year ago and chose not to publish the story. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Longtime soap star Christoph St. John has died. No cause has been given. He starred in The Young and the Restless for 27 years.
While I was walking around with a cane, learning Braille, living my life in a black hole, you're stripping down my wife, you're taking her to bed, and you didn't want to hurt me? How long has this been going on?
Jason Carter of Entertainment Tonight.
Christoph was known for his beloved character, Neil White, on Young and the Restless. He was a two-time daytime Emmy Award winner.
St. John was 52 years old. More than 3,700 active-duty troops are heading for the U.S.-Mexico border, which brings the total to more than 4,000. Their job is to put up concertina wire and provide surveillance for Customs and Border Protection. The surveillance mission will last until September. Critics have called the deployment political. Some members of Congress have questioned whether the border mission is distracting troops from fighting extremists abroad and training for combat. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers have made a record drug seizure in Arizona involving fentanyl and methamphetamines. With more, here's John Clemens.
The seizure is the largest in the history of the agency. Teresa Small of U.S. Customs and Border Protection tells us what they found in a hidden compartment of a trailer that was loaded with cucumbers.
It also had about 300 packages of methamphetamine that weighed almost 395 pounds. So it not only had the fentanyl, it also had methamphetamine. Collectively, the dangerous drugs that were seized had an estimated value of $4.6 million.
I'm John Clemens.
This year's Super Bowl was followed by an announcement regarding next year's Super Bowl. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell holding a news conference on the morning after Super Bowl 53 in Atlanta to announce that Super Bowl 54 will be played at the Hard Rock Stadium in suburban Miami again.
This will be their 11th Super Bowl, which will be the most in the league, at least for a short period of time, until New Orleans gets another one.
Meanwhile, Boston will throw a Tuesday morning parade for the champion Patriots after Super Bowl 53. It starts at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.